Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the month of December we go, and the cookie jar has a Christmas theme for the next 3 weeks. Today, we begin with a classic debate.
Okay.
Real tree or fake tree?
So this one, I'm going to give you a little bit right in the fence. I would always defer to real tree, except right now with Teddy's age and he would love to pick apart a real tree. We can't have one, so we're going with the fake tree for now. But when the time is right, we're going to go back to the real tree, because there is absolutely nothing like the scent of a real tree in your house.
I'm all about the fake tree. I've never had a real tree. I'm not opposed to it, but I would not have one. I like the ease of having the real tree. I can set it up as early as I want. I don't have to deal with pine needles falling. I don't have to deal with the water. I've had a weird fear of fires and Christmas trees, and there's a bigger risk of fire with your lights on it with a real tree. I don't know why, but I always have been scared of that. So no, I like the fake trees.
So I grew up initially with the real tree. I remember vividly picking out the tree and taking it home and watering it.
That's
awesome. But they are a pain. And even growing up, eventually we phased out of the real tree. So right now, team fake tree.
Yeah.
No hassle. You still get all the lights, still get all the good without any of the bad.
Yeah, but we have one that's pre-lit. And it's easy, right? Mm-hmm. But to me, it just doesn't look the same as when you hang the lights on the tree. It's just too uniform. Too manufactured.
Okay. For your Christmas lights, do you like the white lights or the colors?
You look at me because you think I'm going to have a strong opinion. I do have a strong opinion on this, and it's different whether you're talking about indoor lights or outdoor lights.
Oh.
So indoor lights on your Christmas tree, I am all about the white lights. Mm-hmm. I've got white lights on the tree, white lights. We have some like garland on the mantle with lights, all white. Outside, go for it. Do the colored lights, do whatever you please. I used to not love the colored lights at all, but I do now. I like the colored lights outside.
So our fake tree is pre-lit with white lights, and we like the white lights on the inside. Now Lisa will add some colored lights with the big glass bulbs on the tree inside, which I like. Outside, I'm all about the colored lights, and I like the old school. You can get the LED lights now with the big, and they're plastic bulbs, so they last. You can bang them around while you're putting them up. I really like those outside.
I have a stronger opinion. What about you?
Colored lights.
Inside too, on the Christmas tree?
Yes, and our current tree, yes, it has the variety.
Yeah. I like the big colored lights. I don't like the little ones that come on the pre-lit tree. I just don't like the little colored lights.
You like the big bulbs?
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I have a bigger opinion on the, I don't know if I'm going to call this right. They're the old school iridescent lights.
Yeah.
And then the new LED lights.
Yeah.
Like, I like the old school, more warm colored lights that I do
agree.
Like the cool LEDs.
Yep.
Do you guys have a preference back there?
Yes. As Hatchet once said, colored is fine.
Okay.
Agreed.
We're going to do some of this with movies and songs for the next few weeks. F, Mary, Kill, and I'll give you three. Christmas movies. Elf, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation.
So just a brief little tutorial here.
F is intercourse, John.
Yes, I understand that.
Like he's You've never played this game,
no,
John?
Uh-uh.
Come on.
So that's obviously the one that you like the most?
It depends.
Well, no. You might want to marry the one you like the most.
Just a one-off?
Yeah. Just want to get your rocks all off? Right. It depends on what you want.
Okay.
Jeez.
So
your choices again are?
Elf, Home Alone, or Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to kill Elf. I can't stand that movie. It annoys the hell out of me. I guess I'll F Home Alone, and then Christmas Vacation, I'll marry that one because I could watch that one every day.
Heather?
Okay, well, I'm also going to kill Elf. I'm going to marry Home Alone because Home Alone to me is like my high school sweetheart, except it goes all the way back to elementary school. I have loved this movie since I was a child. I still love it today, so I think that relationship will last. I love Christmas Vacation. Yeah. I always enjoy it, but it's not...
It's a more of a one-off.
Yeah.
I am so proud of this show that we are all killing Elf. I'm also killing Elf. It's so cringy to me. I know people love it. I would kill it in a heartbeat. And then Heather, I, like you, would marry Home Alone. Mm-hmm. And Christmas Vacation's funny. It would make that the F. All right. For Christmas songs, same game. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. White Christmas and Jingle Bell Rock.
Kill All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. I like the song. I don't like her. Don't like listening to her sing this song, so kill it. I guess I'll marry White Christmas because that's my favorite. I will sing that one all day, every day. And then I'll F Jingle Bell Rock.
This is hard because I like all of these songs.
Gotta kill one.
I know. I want to kill All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. Just don't.
No,
the urge is there. Just do it.
I kind of am leaning to marry White Christmas. It's like a classic that I've always loved.
By Bing Crosby.
Yes. It's got to be by Bing Crosby. Yeah. And then I think maybe I'll F All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I'm going to marry All I Want for Christmas Is You. That is quintessential Christmas.
You're such a
Mariah
tool.
Is the queen of the season.
No.
She's the queen of Christmas.
She is. And I will...
Self-proclaimed.
I'll F White Christmas, and then I will kill Jingle Bell Rock. All of them are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have any crazy
takes? I'm with John. I align perfectly here. I was going to go back to the movies quick for you and ask if it was... You would marry it if it's Home Alone 2, right? Because of the cameo in it.
Oh, stop it.
No, come on. No. In fact, Home Alone 2 is not even close to Home Alone 1.
I will F All I Want for Christmas Is You, marry Jingle Bell Rock, and kill White Christmas. Come on.
Oh, come on.
So drab and boring. Come on.
You're such a Scrooge.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who's the hardest person in your life to shop for Christmas gifts?
Oh, it's certainly my wife. I mean, there's no question. I think most people would probably say their spouse.
You think so?
Or I think most guys would say their wife because you just, one, you want to get the perfect gift. And I mean, it just becomes very difficult unless they tell you all the details of what they actually want.
I agree with you. The reason for me, though, is that we have been together for so long that to come up with something really creative every single year gets difficult.
I get that, but you know your partner.
You do.
You're around them all the time. You can pick up on little things that they would like or they haven't bought. What makes it so tough is like my wife will buy whatever she wants for herself and then I can't. But for me, it's my dad. Guys are hard to get gifts for. He's got everything he wants.
Well, your dad, because kind of like what Heather said, you've been buying gifts for them, whether it's birthdays, it's Father's Day, it's Christmas, and you're like, well, does he need another tool for the garage?
Or socks, right. Another tie.
Hat and gloves. I mean, come on. What about you guys?
I'm going to say wifey. When she wants something, she doesn't put it on a Christmas list. She buys it from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm aligning with Jim here. I think the father and father-in-laws are easily the two hardest. They have everything they want. I have no idea what to get them. They are the gift card people in our family. Versus my wife, I can at least try. She might take it back half of the time because it sucks.
Yeah.
But she at least likes the category of gift that I selected it from.
Right.
I buy a shirt. She doesn't like it. She go gets a different shirt.
Right.
Right.
Last one. Eggnog. Great or gross?
I mean, you've got two extremes here. I'll drink it. I don't necessarily think it's great, but I certainly don't think it's gross. So I guess I'll go with great.
I don't know if I've ever had eggnog.
Really?
But I want to say it's disgusting.
Oh no, you should try it. You should try it once.
Do you put alcohol in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this still a thing?
Eggnog?
This seems like from the 1940s.
It is.
Who
very much
eggnog?
An older thing. No, I don't think anybody really makes eggnog. You can buy it at the store. But
I think
at the
more
liquor
people
store,
know
pre-mixed.
Bronner's is than eggnog. Like across the country, not just Michigan.
You're probably right. I have never had eggnog either, but it does gross me out. Yeah, the idea of it just doesn't sound good to me, so I'm going to go gross.
Huh. I have no problem with it.
All right, and there is your cookie jar. It's 97.1.